for You, giving you the best in geek movies, news, and culture. I'm your host for the day, the Big Boss, and I'm here with my fellow geek guru, the Professor. What's up, bro?
What's going on, brother? What's happening?
Man, you know, nothing. Just chilling, you know, trying to keep it, you know, chill for this week. You know, we getting a little late with this podcast.
Screw keeping it chill. I'm trying to keep it warm.
Yo, I'm saying that this polar vortex is no joke. It is no joke. If y'all are outside, it's angry cold.
Yeah,
outside.
It is unpleasant cold out there.
Yo.
It's supposed to be a high of 23 tomorrow. A high of 23 tomorrow.
Sheesh.
I ain't leaving my house.
Yeah, I hear that. Man. Ugh. Ugh. So as we try to keep warm, let's talk about some geek news of week.
Let's do
it. You know what I'm saying? Let's dig right in. First things first. Aquaman is now DC's biggest box office movie. Crazy news. I mean, not
kinda
crazy,
is.
But yes, it is kind of crazy, yeah.
I mean, is it all time, or are we talking about the more recent movies? Like, did it do better than, like, Dark Knight Returns?
It did. It
wow,
did.
That's
it
impressive.
It's now done more money than Dark Knight Returns, which is crazy.
It's surprising because I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but it wasn't. I don't think it was anywhere near as good as like Dark Knight Returns or Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
when they introduced, you know, what's his name as the Joker? How am I blanking on his name?
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. Thank you.
Yeah,
like that was the biggest. I thought that would have been the biggest one they've had because that's what most people will say is the best. If you include everything, they'll say is the best DC movie they've ever done. So,
yeah.
Kind of shocking that this one is, no pun intended, blowing it out of the water. So, interesting.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's not a bad movie. It's not. It's just not. I don't think it's great either. So,
yeah.
That's why I'm
I think we're hitting a time like, you know, Dark Knight Rises was doing DC superheroes at a time where DC had lost a lot of, you know, clout. Like, you know.
Right.
Before that, it was the Joel Schumacher thing, the movie?
Oof,
You know what I'm saying? The Tim Burton Bat Nipple special, you know what I'm saying? Extra deluxe.
That is not as bad as Schumacher's Batman and Robin. And,
yeah.
Oof, those are bad
it's
movies.
Time to chill.
I mean, my man had a bat credit card.
Yo.
In one of those movies. I think just said Batman on it. I mean, who's given a credit card that just says Batman?
Yo, the merchandising on those movies alone were ridiculous. So.
Oh, it's awful. It was so bad. So bad.
Yeah, man. I think it's like, I mean, if you consider that, you know, Nolan's Batman movies came at a time where it's like, you know, people weren't really sure whether or not they were feeling this or not.
Right.
You know? But for them to make that amount of money, right, because the record wasn't being broken by anybody else until Aquaman.
Right.
So the fact that they held that record for the longest time, you know, says a lot about that movie when it was out.
It does. It really does. You know, I mean, it was when the first one came out, it was another one of those, really, we're going to do Batman again, blah, blah, blah. With Christian Bale. Who the hell is Christian Bale? You know? And then that movie was bananas. That first movie's great.
Yeah.
And then people were like, okay, we're good with this now. So they did Dark Knight Rises, which I think was Dark Knight Rises or Dark Knight Returns was the first. The Joker.
The one with the Joker, I
or
think.
Or it was the Dark Knight. It was the Dark Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Rises.
Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was the one, Dark Knight Rises, is the one that people didn't like as much.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame them, so.
Yeah.
You know, when you start off a movie with a Batman who has literally given up.
That's not a good way to start your movie. So it makes me wonder if it beat Dark Knight Rises, did Dark Knight Rises surpass The Dark Knight?
Or is I don't think
still
so.
Holding the top spot in the DC universe.
I thought Dark Knight was still the big one, but I don't. I mean, that was the question I intended to ask, I guess. Was did Aquaman beat the Dark Knight? Because that's the one that everybody went to see. As soon as everybody started seeing how great Ledger was, everybody started going and seeing that movie over and over again.
Yeah.
So that's what I would be curious, is if it beat out the Dark Knight.
Yeah. If nothing else, this says more about James Wan than it does about, you know, the Aquaman movie. You know? Because the guy makes billion-dollar movies. I mean, Furious 7 made a billion internationally, so like a domestically and internationally. So I mean, the guy makes internationally well-received films.
Yeah, and actually, it looks like Dark Knight Rises did beat The Dark Knight. So Dark Knight ended up, according to this, if this Google search is right, Dark Knight made about $1.005 billion, whereas Dark Knight Rises made $1.085 billion. So Dark Knight Rises edged it out a little bit. So if it beat out Dark Knight Rises, then it's definitely the highest rated of all of them.
Wow. So there you go.
There you go. It's impressive. Congratulations to
him. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, with these movies, you got to be able to get everybody in the seats. You know what I'm saying? Kids can fill seats, but their seats come at a premium. You can get fellas in seats easy. You know what I'm saying? But if you can get everybody in the seats, you can get ladies, fellas, kids all in the seats, you're good. You're good. Because that's what Aquaman was. Aquaman was for everybody.
So, it was. Absolutely it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Yeah, Momoa's going to put all kinds of people in the seats just for no other reason than to chase Momoa. So,
oh, man, that man is so gorgeous. There's no shame in my game for that.
No, I'm not gonna disagree with you on that. I'm not gonna disagree with you on that.
Oh man,
interesting.
So next up, we got a movie. Honestly, I really didn't think that they were still going with this. So, Morbius is adding to their cast. Yeah, I know, right? I wish they weren't, but you know, Sony doing Sony things. So
yeah.
So they're doing good by sci-fi fans by adding Matt Smith to the cast, the Morbius cast.
Yeah, it's an interesting addition. And if I read the article correctly, it sounds like he's going to probably play the bad guy.
Ah, he like playing bad guys now, huh?
He does.
Just want to change it up.
Well, you know, I mean, he played the Doctor for 3 or 4 years, and that's kind of the ultimate good guy when it comes right down to it. So I think he's digging the idea of playing some different characters because, you know, he was one of the bad guys in the Terminator movie that everybody disliked, the last one that came out.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think was that terrible, but definitely
it wasn't that bad, but
wasn't that good either.
Yeah. It wasn't something to go rewatch, I'll tell you that much.
But I do like seeing him kind of get more in the mainstream now. I'd like to see him in more movies because he's a good actor and he's good at those parts. So
definitely.
But I mean, he's already going to be in Star Wars the end of the year. He's going to be whatever the new Star Wars is called. I don't think they put out the name for the new Star Wars yet.
Nah.
But he's supposed to be part of the Empire, I believe, if everything I've read is correct. So it'd be good to see Matt Smith start getting some of these roles. I do like him.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to this to see what he brings to the table, because at this point I'm kind of like trying to figure out the Sony extended universe. I feel like they really killed it with Into the Spider-Verse, and I'm looking forward to Far From Home, but that really doesn't have anything to do with Sony except in name only.
Yeah, they're just picking up a check on that one.
Yeah, so
which is what they should do. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. As far as the movies, their live action stuff, I don't know where they're going, because they keep hearing that the Black Cat Silver Sable movie, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me,
nah,
is like on again, off again, depending on what week you talk about it. So
right.
And I just don't know. I mean, look, you couldn't really have picked a better person to play Morbius than Jared Leto if he stays on.
Yeah,
because he's gonna have that creep factor that you need for that character. But
yeah, dog.
I just don't see a Morbius movie doing all that well. I mean, I could be wrong, ultimately. But I just think there's certain characters that I don't understand why you would make the lead in a movie. Like, one of our old buddies, Nick, desperately wants a Namor movie for Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, first off, I don't know if Marvel... Nobody really seems to know for sure if Marvel owns Namor yet. Some people say yes, some people say no. At this point, if you make a Namor movie, it's just going to be, oh, well, you want to piggyback on DC's success with Aquaman and make a Namor movie, which is kind of what it would seem like. I just don't see a Namor movie being all that exciting.
Like,
He's definitely a secondary character I would put into the movies, but I just don't see him as a starring role character, you know, that you would put it. Now, granted, I'm the guy who wants to see either a Moon Knight TV show or a Moon Knight movie. And the same amount of people who know Namor, I mean, the same amount of people who probably know Moon Knight, probably less.
Yeah.
But I think it's a more interesting character than Namor is personally. But that's
right.
Maybe it's just my opinion.
You know, yeah, so, I mean, I'm thinking about it, and I'm just like, Namor would be interesting, but I think his most interesting highlights in the Marvel Universe is when he's kind of played like the foil, when he's played like the bad guy.
Yes, I agree. So,
you know, there's that.
I think if you're going to use him, you make your Fantastic Four movie and you have him show up either in the first one or in a sequel. You have him in there somewhere. Yep. Because that's essentially where he came, you know, where he got, I think, his most notoriety. Now, granted, he showed up as one of the original Avengers in the comics, but I tend to think more modern day, as most of his notoriety is probably from the Fantastic Four when he had his thing with them and Sue Storm and whatnot. That's my opinion, but
yeah,
I just don't know. I don't know how big a movie that would be, but it's like Morbius just, you know, less people are going to know Morbius than they're going to know Namor. You know, unless you're a heavy Spider-Man fan, which is really, as far as I know, the only place Morbius ever really showed up.
Right. Yeah. That's the only time I've ever seen him.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting character, but is it enough to drive a whole movie? I don't know. Now, granted, I didn't think Venom was going to do all that well, and it did, so who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, man, so, you know, we'll keep you guys up to date if we get any more news about the Morbius movie, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, Black Panther, man, picking up 2 SAG Awards. This is big, yo.
It is, absolutely.
This is huge. We were talking about this last year, man. We were like, yo, this year, there has been some very potent, palpable movies coming out of the Marvel camp. And this year, we could get some noms. Like, we weren't even, like, we were talking, like, we really were honestly just good with nominations.
Right.
We didn't even need wins because we knew, like, hey, you know, it's a process. It's a process. Eventually, we'll get there to the point where superhero films again take it seriously and they start winning awards. But now we are talking about 2019. These movies that we were talking about last year being noms, getting noms, and now winning awards. We are talking about Marvel movies, superhero movies winning awards, you know? And, you know, we could talk about The Dark Knight and how Heath Ledger won Best Supporting Actor, but he won it kind of posthumously, if that's the word. But
posthumously.
So it's like he won that after he passed. So it's like it kind of added to the depth of that role because he paid the ultimate price for that role.
Well, and there's some forever controversy about that. People think that the only reason he won the award was because he died in such a tragic fashion. If you consider, you know, overdosing on drugs tragic, I guess you kind of would.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people who think that's the only reason he really got it, was because he had died, you know, basically for his craft, if you want to say it that way. So so that one's a little touchy with some people when it comes down to
right.
it. I thought he was fantastic in the movie. I don't remember who else he was up against that year, or I would say if there was somebody else who might have deserved it more.
Let me see if I can find that real quick. But yeah, like his portrayal of the Joker, like that agent of chaos, like that character that wanted destruction just for the sake of destruction, like the way that he wore that mask, like that was just incredible to me. And it wasn't like the Joker that we were used to, because he had this weird fascination with Batman and it just exists just to be a foil to him. Like that is it's what we talk about all the time when we talk about the Gotham mythos. It's just these two entities were destined to exist and destined to clash.
Right.
And it's just like I feel like Heath Ledger really understood that. It's like regardless, somebody would have rose up to be that Joker to Christian Bale's Batman, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what it, in that universe, it just had to happen. And I feel like that he brought that weight to it. So
I think for me, part of what it was is, and maybe I'm obviously, cause I'm not as big a DC head as some people are, I think part of it for me was it's one of the few times I've ever seen an actor take on a familiar popular role, kind of make it his own thing, but do it successfully. You know what I mean? Like, there have been interpretations of characters we've seen in comic book movies before where the actor went in and was like, I'm not going to do it the way it was on the comics. I'm going to do my own interpretation. Jared Leto. And it was just bad. Like, to me, it was just bad. But what Ledger's performance was so what, to me, what you would have expected a Joker to be like, or a persona of the Joker to be like, that he was just so good. You know what I mean? Like, he just really kind of became that character, you know, as far as the movie went. So that's, for me, why he was so good. Was he definitely Oscar-worthy that year? That's hard to say.
Yeah.
Again, because so I don't know who he went up against.
Here's the nominees for that year. So, that year, it's Josh Brolin in Milk.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder, which is bananas.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's... anyway.
Philip Seymour Hoffman for Doubt.
Okay, never saw that.
Michael Shannon for Revolutionary Road, which I did hear really good things about.
Okay.
And Heath Ledger for Dark Knight.
Interesting. So the other movies outside of Tropic Thunder I've never seen, so I can't really say what the performances were like.
Yeah.
This is some heavy hitters, though.
Yeah.
That he went up against as a comic book character and beat them, so it's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe he did deserve it that year. I don't know. I've never seen any of the movies. Definitely deserved it over Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. Not that he wasn't good as that character in the movie, but that's not really an Oscar-worthy performance.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
It's kind of sad. Must have been a slow year.
Oh, man. Was that the writer's strike? Might have been the writer's strike.
It might have been. I don't know. That's one of those where he simply got the nomination because he was Robert Downey Jr. There's no other reason he got that nomination.
Everybody was just happy to see him back.
Yes.
Back in good health. Oof. You know, he had beat his addictions. You know.
That's kind of where the interesting conversation is going to come around with Black Panther this year, because did it not get nominated for Best Picture as far as the Emmys go? Or the...
I know for the Golden Globes it did get a nom for Best Picture, but Bohemian Rhapsody won.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Now, I say this all the time, but like the strength of Black Panther wasn't any one character in particular, except for possibly Killmonger. But the movie works better when you're dealing with the cast as a whole.
Sure.
So, although I love Chadwick Boseman's portrayal of T'Challa. I don't think that he would have gotten that Golden Globe over Rami Malek. I'm sorry. Like, the bull worked hard. Like, just from the trailers I've seen from Bohemian Rhapsody, like, he earned that. You know?
He was good. I mean, I can't say he wasn't. He was very good.
So when we talk about the awards that are ensemble based, and what did they win? They won They won best stunts ensemble, and they won best outstanding movie ensemble for SAGs.
Okay,
I think that's what it was, and it makes sense. It makes sense. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, like this movie was heavy, and they talked about a lot of things that and covered a lot of ground where a lot of characters meant a lot of different things within the movie. No one person stood out. The whole story itself stood out. And the group together, working together, what they did, the message that they told, the message that they brought, the story that they told was award worthy. So it's like, this is a big deal, man. This is a big deal. Like, yo, man. Now I'm like, yo, you can't tell me nothing about superhero movies now. You know what I'm saying?
where I think people are having trouble with Black Panthers, admittedly, there's some people who didn't like it. There's always going to be people who don't like it.
Right.
There's people who loved it more than anything in the world, and there's people who are kind of somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my personal opinion is I enjoyed the movie. Do I think it was the best picture of the year? No. I mean, for me personally, it was Infinity War. Which, again, another comic book movie, but I didn't see a whole lot of movies last year either. I just thought, as a whole, story, cast, everything included, I thought Infinity War personally was a little bit of a better movie. Where things are getting weird is I saw a guy with an article who explained, who was going on and on about Black Panther, about how he didn't really like the movie all that much.
Mm-hmm.
But he really liked what it meant to people as far as, you know, showing the cultures in Wakanda and showing the powerful black people as far as the heroes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he thinks it deserved Best Picture. And I'm going, not so sure if that's the reason it deserves Best Picture. If he didn't really like the movie, I don't know how you say it deserves Best Picture at that point. Like,
yeah, I don't know how you can say you don't like I want to know like what it is. Like, if you're saying that it's not enough action, feel like when it comes to these award-winning movies, like, I've looked back a couple of years on like Oscar winners over the years,
mm-hmm.
and it's like there's not heavy action films that are winning. Like,
no.
A movie like Troy won it's the year that it was out because of the epic battle scene that they portrayed. Like, that's the stunts ensemble category.
Yep.
You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, these were battles that they recreated with like a handful of people and made it look like it was legit real.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And those kind of moves are monumental, but Academy Award winning movies, they hit home, they hit the heart, they change cultures.
Yes.
They make things bold that weren't noticed before. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when we talk about what's her name? Edie Falco. And what was that movie that she made? She made the billboards over something.
Oh, two billboards or three billboards outside of. Oh man, it's supposed to be a good movie. I never saw it. Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah, and it's like there's like those movies like that aren't so much looked at because of their action. It's like, yo, if you sit in those seats and you're not shaking, then you're watching the movie wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so when she won, they won Best Picture, she won Best Actress, and I think they got Sam Rockwell got Best Supporting.
I think so. I love Sam Rockwell. But yeah, I think so.
And he's up again this year for Best Supporting for Vice, which I really want to see. I heard it was really good.
I heard it was good. I'm not a big political kind of guy, but it's supposed to be very, very good. So I might have to try to see that myself.
Right. And he's supposed to be playing George W.
Oh, yeah. Man. The clips that I've seen, like the previous scene, he's just so spot on. It's like, scary.
What? Look at him. He's killing
scary.
It.
He really was.
You know what I'm saying? And that's I think that's what people have to, because I've heard the comparison. Oh, they won for best. Black Panther won for Best Stunts Ensemble, like Mission Impossible doesn't exist. Do you recall what the award was for? Stunts Ensemble, not for Stunt Man. You know what I'm saying? Tom Cruise is not being nominated for Stunt Man,
right?
Or Stunt Ensemble. You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate the man's sacrifice, because, dude, I saw the foot. I saw it, Ben. Oh. When he made that jump in what was the last Mission Impossible that just came out?
Not Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything, did I?
Struggling.
Fallout?
Fallout. That's what. Yo,
yeah,
I
Fallout.
Saw the foot break. And like how he ate it. The consummate professional. Like, he ate that joint, got up on the roof and kept moving. I saw him hobble a little bit, but he took it like a champ. Like, that's a big move. But you got to think about it like this. Like, Tom Cruise had like two major stunts that he did in that movie. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about this movie as a whole, where the stunts are and the ensemble that put them together. And there's a big battle scene in Black Panther. People forget that.
Oh,
it's the same reason Troy won, you know? So it's just like, I look at this stuff and people are just being judgmental now just because they don't like the movie, but they don't really know why they don't like the movie.
Right.
And I'm hard pressed to try and find somebody who doesn't like. If somebody like the people who have the better reasons are the people who are like, oh, you know, it was good, but it wasn't like my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, like, they have clear reasons why like, you know, this part wasn't, you know, I wasn't feeling this. This part was really good. I really liked this. I wasn't really feeling this part. Da, 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 da. But people who just have a disdain for the movie can't tell you why they don't like the movie.
No, they just tell you they didn't like it. That the first thing they'll go to is, oh, the writing was bad. Well, what was bad about it? It was just bad.
Right.
All right. Well, what was bad about it? What didn't you like? Like, they won't, you know. There's just people who are anti-Marvel or anti, you know, unfortunately, anti-black movies or anything along pretty those much. Lines. You know what I mean?
Because I was about to go there. I was like, you don't like it because it's a black movie. That's what it's about.
And that's unfortunately true. You mean there's definitely a group of people who are going to tell you that they didn't like the movie simply because it's basically an all-black cast outside of Martin Freeman.
And
it's pretty much an entirely black cast. Oh, and
I mean, I know he had mixtapes and everything, but... You know. Gollum, what's his name?
Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
So, you know, outside of all that, it's basically, you know, and I enjoyed the movie. Again, like I said, did I think it was the best movie of the year? No. But I enjoyed it thoroughly. I mean, I don't think there's anything that wrong with it. But to make comments like, well, I didn't really like the movie, but it still should be nominated for Best Picture. That doesn't make any sense. Like, just that phrasing, when you use that in article you're writing, you make no sense whatsoever. Yeah. So,
like, I think people weird. Are having a difficult time trying to say the movie just didn't resonate with me. Like,
right.
I know the message was powerful, but I didn't feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just say that. Like, it's cool, you know? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I didn't like the movie, but it should win an award. You just sound dumb. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, no, don't. That's almost like you're trying to ingratiate yourself to a certain, you know, group of people to be like, right. Look, I like this. Look, you know, I like these kind movie. Of people. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, calm down, brother.
Yeah. Right? It's like, nobody's calling. You're not racist because you say you didn't like Black Panther. You might be racist if you didn't like Black Panther, but... We're not calling you racist because you didn't like the movie. You're allowed to not like the movie. It's okay.
It's movies I don't like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not, you know. It's like, come on, man. It's art is about taste. It's about, you know, opinion. It's about discussion. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
if you going to just flat out say, like, and that's the thing. People are stating, like, the movie was bad, like it's a fact. And it's like, you don't have any supplemental data to prove that. You know what I'm saying? So, right. You know, just
relax.
Relax, man. It's cool. We're here to stay, yo. We're making movies. But yeah, man, big ups to Black Panther.
Absolutely.
For winning those two SAGs. I said from the jump, I knew if we didn't win anything as far as Marvel was concerned, or as far as the Oscars we're concerned out there, if Black Panther didn't win an Oscar for the soundtrack alone, like, dude, now you just being spiteful on purpose. Because yeah, that soundtrack in and of itself was just amazing.
It was pretty damn good.
I've listened to it on loop on many. I got the remixes. I even got the Kendrick Lamar joint that he came out with. Like, yo, every track on that soundtrack is just it's relaxing. Or just when it gets intense, you feel the intensity. It's like every drum beat, every melody just has like a purpose, you know? And it's great. It's great when you could tell a story through a soundtrack. And it's like, you'd be hard pressed to find stuff like that nowadays. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with the Oscars, man. So,
I mean, it's going to have a rough go to begin with. You know, it's going against Star is Born, it's going against Black Klansman, it's going against Bohemian Rhapsody, so I don't know that it's going to beat some of those, but it's nice to see that it at least gets the nod, I think.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so let's see what else we got here. We got Killmonger may possibly be coming back to Black Panther 2.
So that's kind of interesting. Ultimately, I don't know how it would work, but it could be part of the reverse snap or the snap in general to bring him back, if that's what they're going to do for a lot of these characters. Or it could just be flashbacks. You know, it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean that would be super epic if they decided to do that. Like, I've heard some theories that Killmonger may be coming back in the capacity of being on the ancestral plane. And then I've heard some reverse snap theories, so that would be cool.
The ancestral plane would make a lot of sense, considering technically he was Black Panther for a little while.
Yeah, because I have this discussion all the time, and we talk about that last battle. Whenever they do that ceremonial battle, they always remove the heart-shaped herb from the fighters, or from the fighter, so that it's an equal playing field. But both of them had the heart-shaped herb in them, and he died. We have seen T'Challa come back to life with the heart-shaped herb.
Yeah.
So it's very possible. I think that they showed T'Challa at that moment, and then him being resurrected by the heart-shaped herb for a purpose to set something up. So
would make perfect sense. Yeah, man.
So that would be dope.
That'd be interesting. He was a good character, so I wouldn't mind seeing him come back.
Yeah, he was. He definitely was. Yeah. So what else we got up here? Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow extended for new seasons.
That's right. They both got extended for another season next year.
Nice.
Kind of surprised Legends of Tomorrow did, but I haven't seen like ratings or anything.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I wanted to really, really like this year because they had Constantine as a permanent cast member.
Yeah.
It's gotten a little too silly for me.
Yeah. It's not the serious one. It's not the serious one out the bunch. It's like the black sheep of the Arrowverse family.
Yeah, but it wasn't that way for the first couple of seasons. That's why I'm not really sure where that shift came in. Unless they decided they needed to do something more for the kids, maybe. But like for the first couple seasons, Legends was a pretty serious show, and I was really into it.
Yeah.
And here I am figuring that adding Constantine, it's going to stay that way now. It's going to be great. And it's really not. It's just gotten really goofy, and I'm not a big fan of the goofy version so far.
If anything, this last season pretty much seals the deal as to why Constantine needs to come back on TV on his own show.
100%, yeah.
Yep. Because it's just like the whole plot is being driven by something that Constantine is trying to rescue or end or whatever. This is basically about Constantine and having the Legends as backup. So it's like, I just don't see why he doesn't have his own show.
And that guy, Matt Ryan, he is so good as that character.
He really is.
He really deserves to have something.
And you could bring old girl back from the show. Because she was fine. So, yeah. Oh, man. But, all right, so here's the catch, though. There's a character, though, that's in Constantine that was played by the same guy who was the main villain in the last crossover. So the doctor that was in the main crossover that just passed with Batwoman and all of them, he was in Constantine as like one of his closest friends.
Wow, I don't remember that. I'll have to watch the Constantine again.
He also plays Baldur on God of War. So
Oh yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But yeah, so I mean, if they replace him, it's not like we're really going to be like, oh, man, he's not there. Like, we're not going to care. As long as Matt Ryan's there, we're good.
That's all I really need is Matt Ryan to play Constantine, because he's just so good at it. Much as I do enjoy the Constantine movie with Keanu, he's not really all that accurate as far as the comics go. Whereas Matt Ryan is pretty much spot on from the things that I've seen. So
Constantine was always supposed to look like Sting, and I feel like Matt Ryan does. He has the look.
Oh, I mean, he's got the tan trench coat. He's got the cigarettes. He's got the red tie that he wears everywhere, and just the attitude that the character in the comics has seen from what I've seen, of Constantine in the comics. So he's just got it down. I think they should really. I would love to see them do a rated R movie with him as Constantine. I think that would be amazing. Yeah, but I don't see that happening.
We can hope
and dream, that's for sure.
You know what would even take that even further? If he made a cameo appearance on Lucifer when it gets back on Netflix. That would be so dope, yo. Oh,
I'll take anywhere you can put him at this point. I'll take anywhere you put him.
They're not ready for that deepness of crossover nerditude.
I honestly would love to see him show up on Flash, just because I imagine how well he would clash with all those characters
goodness.
That group. That'd be great.
Yeah. You know, and if Earth 1 isn't working out for you, you can always go over to Earth 2.
That's
until,
right.
Crisis on Infinite Earths happen. Arrow getting the extension, though, is understandable because of the Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover.
Yeah. So like, that means Flash is going to get one, and Supergirl get one, too.
Yeah. So that's going to be a win for Arrow. Arrow's really killing it right now. What season are they on?
They're on 7. They just got extended for 8.
Yeah. So they getting up there with Supernatural. I mean, well, you know, they'll always be like however many years behind, but Supernatural is like on 13, 14,
something like that. Yeah. I've never watched it, but yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think I'm binging this season. So I haven't watched an episode this season, but hey, my man's came back, so I'm hype about that. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is back. Oh, yo. There's definitely going to be a Lucille reference. I know this. They made a Lucille reference when he wasn't on the show, when he debuted on The Walking Dead. So I know that's going to happen.
It's interesting, too, that you mentioned the Earth 1 versus Earth 2, because it just sparked something I was reading today. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to it yet, but apparently on Kevin Smith's latest Fat Man Beyond podcast, they were talking about a new theory that's around for Infinity War, for Endgame.
Okay.
So they've been saying for a while that this Thanos that we have right now is not the main big bad in an Endgame, that there's another one that's coming for the movie. You've seen this, right?
No.
So a lot of the talk has been that Thanos isn't the main bad guy in Endgame, that there is an even worse, like a bigger bad guy, a bigger baddie for Endgame that's going to be coming through. The rumor that Smith was talking about was apparently people are saying it's going to be a different version of Thanos from an alternate dimension.
Oh.
That's more like the real Thanos. The Thanos we saw at the end of Avengers with the blue eyes.
Yeah.
That's going to be the guy who comes through and ends up being the true bad guy. Like the real just kill everything badass Thanos that everybody kind of wanted. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people wanted it, Infinity War and didn't get.
Okay.
So it could be a Thanos versus Thanos kind of thing for Endgames. Interesting. I don't know that that's going to happen. I don't know that they'll go that twisty to it, but I'm curious to see how they're going to play this if they're doing another big bad in the movie.
I promise you this, and I will say this right now. If they do that, if they go that route for Endgame, I could guarantee you Oscar war for Endgame. I could guarantee you. That kind of like, that kind of development is crazy. That would be dope. That would be dope. Oh, man. I thought you were going to go along the lines of Kang the Conqueror. But
well, I mean, it could be. It could also end up being Annihilus. Although I don't know, because I think Annihilus is probably tied to Fox with Fantastic Four. But that could end up being, because I know there was a whole thing with Thanos and Annihilus in the comics at one point going back and forth, so that could very easily be part of it as well.
Yeah. I could see that clash, because, you know, Thanos was very strategic with his Armageddon moment, but Annihilus is just going to be like, everybody did.
Right. Basically, that's what his whole thing is, that he wants to take over the whole entire universe.
Yeah.
So see if I can find. Yeah, Avengers 4 leaks just confirmed that something even worse than Thanos is coming. So there's another villain in Endgame, supposedly, that's going to take over, that's going to kind of trump Thanos. So I'll be curious to see what they're going to end up having that be.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of thought on it just yet.
With this Fox acquisition, man, it could be anything.
It could be anything. It really and could. They just planned it ahead.
Yeah, they've been planning ahead. They probably have like one movie just in case the deal didn't go through. But they probably planned this movie with the intention of acquiring Fox before the start of the year.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah. Could be Galactus.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be really awesome.
The Silver Surfer.
Just going to say that could be an appearance by the Silver Surfer.
Because he was supposed to be in the first, he was supposed to be in Infinity War.
Yep.
Because that part where the Hulk comes and says his line, that's the Silver Surfer.
Yes.
Oh man. I'm in my feels.
It's a couple months. Couple months and we'll find out.
I'm telling you, dude. Oh man. Did you get your tickets for Captain Marvel?
Nah, I don't usually have a problem getting my tickets when the movies come around. I can just the theater around the corner from me. I can just day before I can get my ticket go over, so I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I scooped mine early, so I got my tickets. I'm ready.
I'm ready for some scroll action. Early reports are saying that the cat takes over, was like the best character in the movie, or takes away from part, not takes away, but is a standout in the movie. So I'm curious to see what that's all about.
Nice.
So the only thing I know about the cat is it's not really a cat. It's the only thing I know. It's like supposed to be some kind of alien. So we'll see. We'll see.
Oh man.
This next one's kind of an interesting piece that I'm not so sure I buy just yet.
Yeah,
list here.
So we're getting reports or semi-reports or, you know, maybes about Ben Affleck being out as Batman, like he is done. And they are officially looking for a younger actor to replace him.
Yeah. They've been talking about that for a while in general, but this is the first time that I've actually seen anything that said he's officially out, even though he hasn't said anything, DC hasn't said anything. The Hollywood Reporter is saying he's officially out because of a Instagram post or a Twitter post he put up that said, can't wait to see what, whatever the director's name is going to do with the Batman in 2021 or something like that. Oh, clearly Affleck is saying, he's saying he's out from that
statement. If anything,
like, that
just confirms
no
that he's excited about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, he's going to be in the movie and he's excited about the director doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know originally he wanted to direct it, but I don't know why they bailed on that. I thought that would have been awesome. Ben Affleck has really been showing himself as a director lately. So a Ben Affleck directed Batman movie starring Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been okay with that. He's a good director when it comes down to it.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
I just don't, I don't get what they're saying. It's official. You know what I mean? Like, all these places are reporting that it's official, but there's nothing that's actually official.
Maybe they just, I don't know. Maybe, and that's the thing. It's like, if the Hollywood Reporter was the first to say it, everybody else is going to jump on the bandwagon without confirming anything. Because at the end of the day, most of this stuff is just about clicks. So,
yeah.
I get an official from WB, I don't really care.
Yeah, here it is. Excited for hashtag the Batman in summer 2021 to see Matt Reeves' vision come to life. How is that an official report that he's confirming that he's stepping away?
Nah,
that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
They confirmed that Matt Reeves was going to be directing this movie a while ago. And the fact that he wouldn't be excited if he didn't have knowledge of what the story was going to be about.
Yeah.
Having knowledge of what the story is going to be about sometimes means that he's going to be in it. So I don't know what people are looking for.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
So. I thought he was an excellent Batman. I thought he was a good Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah. He was the best of both worlds. I feel like
he was
the best of both worlds.
I thought he was, yeah. As far as
somebody
covering
finally
both characters.
Got it. Yeah. Because I feel like I loved Christian Bale's, like, tortured Bruce, that brooding Bruce. His Batman, you know, the voice. The voice. Everybody remembers the voice.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yes. So, you know, there's that. But I mean, Christian Bale was pretty good, you know. I preferred his Bruce over his Batman.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Val Kilmer, I liked his Bruce over his Batman. I just like Val Kilmer, so he just kind of got brownie points for me anyway. George Clooney in a Batman suit. So, yeah.
Val Kilmer, yeah.
that movie was just like, this is what happens when you take drugs. Because you got Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face and Jim Carrey as the Riddler. It was just, it was nuts. That movie was nuts.
It was bad. Is what it was. It was just bad. All around just bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So.
So funny.
Yeah.
So, kind of ties into the next little piece that we got there, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, there have been talks that Rocksteady has, you know, entered back into the fray of the Batman Arkham series, and there will be a new game called Batman Arkham Crisis, not made by WB Games, but will be made by Rocksteady, the guys who made the Arkham series what it is.
Yes.
So
the hope becomes, can we get Mark Hamill and what's his name? Kevin Conroy back as the, because they're the really the two voices you want. Yeah, you're doing a Batman movie. Those
I'm just trying to figure out where I pre-ordered my game.
As long as it doesn't run into Spider-Man 2, I'm with you. Because if it runs into Spider-Man 2, it loses. I'm sorry. That's just how it's going to be.
Yeah, because Spider-Man 2 is going to get bought first and then Batman.
Oh, absolutely. Without question.
They're both going to get bought. Like,
they're both going to get bought.
Let's eliminate that confusion for everybody right now.
No, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, we going to get it.
I'm going to get both. There's no doubt. But Spider-Man's going to get the playtime before Batman does.
Yep.
Ain't no saving the best for last in this situation. No, it's I want to be Spider-Man. And I can wait to be Batman. I'm good with that.
We just got that
Future Foundation suit. Oh, I was so excited. I love that suit.
It looks so smooth.
It does. It's awesome. I love that suit. All it's missing now is a true symbiote suit. And what was the other one that I wanted? There was a third one that I really wanted.
Isn't there a third story that's supposed to be coming out?
Oh, that's out. That's been out.
Oh, that's been out?
All three DLCs have been out.
All three DLCs are out? Okay. Yeah, all right, cool. I was going to say, oh, man, maybe that third one is Venom. But, no, they'll probably save that for the next game.
Well,
that
but these two just came out randomly. The two they just put out was the Future Foundation suit and the Baghead Superman suit, or Spider-Man suit, were the two they just put out just randomly. So
yeah,
they could just start throwing more suits out anytime they want.
And I feel like that's what they were going to do. Like when cats were whining about the Sam Raimi suit, they were just like, all right, guys,
here you can have it. Oh, the Ben Reilly suit. That's the other one I want.
Oh,
Ben
Reilly
suit's the other one I like. So
yeah,
I like
that's a smooth one.
I like that one. So Ben Reilly suit and a symbiote suit, and I'm straight as far as this first game is going. Then you can give me the second game, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, because oh man, I just thought about this. The second game is probably gonna have co-op in it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it better.
Oh my.
Well, this one, the Batman game, is supposed to have co-op in it.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we're probably going to be able to play as Robin or Nightwing.
Batwoman,
because I'm probably not Batgirl, because, you know, wheelchairs.
Well, Batwoman was listed, I think, as one of the characters, though. So.
Oh, okay. Well, Batwoman, yeah, yeah.
That would be all right.
Barbara,
yeah, no,
she's out. She's
There's no Oracle Batgirl.
She has been retired.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, can't wait for more information on that, man. Looking forward.
Yeah. That's going to be good. And then we'll round out this week with some trailers, teasers that were released. We put them up on the Facebook page. Trailers for the new season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and a teaser for the Birds of Prey. So let's talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., man.
All right.
Oh, man.
They start off with a quickness. The first thing you see, Coulson is dead.
Coulson is dead. So you're y'all like, just going to break our hearts yet again.
Yeah, right?
Whatever, yo.
Killing me. Killing me.
Tell you.
My man. But they kind of fixed it because we watched through the whole thing at the end of the trailer. It's not a spoiler, people. It's in the trailer. Unless you don't watch the trailers, then I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, then you don't watch the show. So
right. But the last thing you see is this guy turning around, and it's Coulson.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. But the voiceover you hear is, "You used to be an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And you hear him say, "I don't know what that is," or something like that.
Yeah.
So we don't know who this is. If it's Coulson, if it's not Coulson, we don't know.
Who is this man?
He's the man played by Clark Gregg. That's what we need to find out. There are some interesting theories. One of our friends has an interesting theory that the Coulson we have seen through the past couple seasons is actually a Skrull, because a young Coulson is in the Captain Marvel movie.
Yep.
So there's a thought that maybe Coulson gets kidnapped and a Skrull has taken his place. My only issue with that is, if that's so, they would have figured it out that he was an alien in the Tahiti situation where they brought him back to life from the Avengers movie. But we don't know how they're handling the Skrulls just yet in the movies. They could be able, from what I remember in the comics, they can only take the appearance. They couldn't change their insides to match human.
Right.
But they could twist that for the movies to make it really easy, you know, to, for that kind of thing to happen. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting if we find out that that is the real Coulson and the one who died was a Skrull, and that's their way to bring him back into the fold.
Yeah, and so, what would be crazy, because, like, the Skrulls, when they did that little slow takeover, some of them got deep. Some of them went in too deep.
Yes,
like,
they did.
They developed relationships. They really honestly began to feel like they were the people that they were assuming the identities of.
So yes.
That'll be interesting. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, if he is Skrull, my only thing would be is, in the trailer he says, "What's that about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? If he got taken over in Captain Marvel, he was still an agent. So he would at least know what S.H.I.E.L.D. was.
Well, did S.H.I.E.L.D. really... Do we know if S.H.I.E.L.D. existed? Yeah, I guess because she's wearing the hat at one point in the movie. She's wearing a S.H.I.E.L.D. hat. Unless he was taken before that.
Not unless they were like the home... What was it? What did they call themselves? Like when Peggy...
Security... I don't know what the whole thing spelled out is.
Yeah. It's not in my head. I know S.H.I.E.L.D. is like Strategic Homeland something, something, something.
Defense. Oh, that's right, because it technically was S.H.I.E.L.D. back when Peggy and Howard Stark were running things.
But they called it something else.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know how long it's been since... It could have potentially been kidnapped by Skrulls at any time, so we don't really know how that's all going to play. But
yeah,
I'm curious. Definitely curious to see how it's going to play out this
season. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And the last little teaser was Birds of Prey. Not really much as far as story is concerned, but
we just get a little showcase.
Yeah, we just get a little showcase of the characters that are going to be there. Focus on Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, which I do like her as Harley Quinn.
I do. The look in the teaser is completely different than what she looked in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure what that's all about just yet, but
yeah. So we'll see. Maybe she's been liberated. She's no longer Joker's bae.
That's right. Because Joker, I was gonna say, doesn't she think Joker's dead? But he, in the post credits or at the end of the movie of Suicide Squad, he comes to get her.
He comes to get her out. But I mean, that's a very violent relationship. I don't know how long somebody who previously was a respected psychologist would stay in that situation.
true. I mean, she is in that case, so
this is also true.
But yeah, I mean, I'd like to see a little bit more. I mean, the teaser really showed absolutely nothing but the characters. Yeah,
like, you have to go back frame by frame to kind of see all the characters, like, show, like, as shown who they're going to be, like Huntress and all of them. But I'm just going to tell you, my favorite part of this teaser was Journey Smollett. As Black Canary. Like, yo, I was just telling the professor, like, yo, I've had the biggest crush on this woman since Full House. Like, Full House, bro. Like, oh, she is just phenomenal. She's married now, so, you know, that's what it is. But congratulations, guy.
Plus, it's something about pushing his lady in front of a train if he ever got a phone call from her. I don't know if that's...
I know you listening to this. Do not listen to this man.
Oh, my bad.
He tells lies.
I didn't know she was listening. I wouldn't have said nothing. I didn't know she was my
So now when I come up missing, everybody knows that it's the professor's fault.
I didn't do nothing. Okay? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. But yeah, man. I mean, the characters look interesting. I mean, but that's all we got. And it was like, it was a flood of images. So it's like, see, I saw characters because I went back and paused them. Everybody else that watched this didn't see anything. We saw Margot Robbie spinning around in circles. That's what we saw. So maybe we'll get more during the Super Bowl. Who knows?
There are supposed to be some trailers. Disney apparently has bought some time during the Super Bowl. So there's some thoughts of what we might see.
It's definitely going to be a Toy Story 4 trailer in that.
Genre. I was just thinking the Toy Story 4 trailer. The other possibilities, of course, are going to be Endgame.
Yeah.
Star Wars, potentially, although I don't know that they're in a trailer spot just yet.
Yeah.
What else? There was like four different movies I saw the other day that were potential for Disney to show. Those are
far
three.
Far From Home? Got another Far From Home trailer?
Far From Home could be potential. I mean, Toy Story 4 is almost a definite.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
That's going to happen. They just finished all the... Woody just finished all his work. So Tom Hanks just finished all his voice acting stuff.
Yeah.
The last time, yo. This is crazy. I'm going to go into that movie and bawl my eyes out.
just hold on to the toys for a little longer. I'm sure that's going to be completely true. I have seen this man, when we went to see the Avengers, literally give a standing ovation when the Hulk picked Loki up by his leg and bashed him around for a minute.
It was a thing of beauty.
My man stood up with his hands over his head, didn't care who was behind him, and it was a crowded theater. My man stood up and gave like a 30-second standing ovation.
Yes. So
I am quite sure he's going to be crying like a baby when he
goes to see this movie. He the Hulk. Okay.
It was funny. I've never seen anything like it, but it was hilarious.
Oh, man. It was such a good time at the movies.
I think it really was.
Like, I was feeding off of the geek energy in the theaters. This is the first time this was ever happening on screen. I didn't believe it was happening. Oh, that's why I had to go back and see that movie like three more times.
Yeah, I think that's when I went at least two more times, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good times.
It was. No doubt. No doubt.
Oh, man. So, as far as what's releasing this week, it's nothing real big coming out this week as far as geek news is concerned. But, you know, we got Lego Movie 2 coming out in 2 weeks. Got a chance to see the early showing on this past Saturday. It was a goofy movie. I loved it. It was hilarious. The pop culture references were on point. The comic book references were great. The little kids' voices as like pieces just was the best thing ever. Like I'm sure everybody's seen it in the trailer, but these kids are just, they are hilarious because they're just giving like the most like heavy lines, and it's just like, hey, but you're like five.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I loved the first one, so I'm looking forward to the second one.
Yo, and I'll tell you this much. I didn't stay to see if there was another stinger, but the what I will tell you is that there is a big like story reveal. Like there's something that was like central to the first one. There's a couple of links, but there's a big one. This is the one that I'm thinking about. Is not like monumental. It's just hilarious when you find out what happens.
So I should rewatch the first one before I go see the second.
Yeah, rewatch the first one.
All
right. It centers around the song "Everything Is Awesome." I'll leave it at that.
Oh no.
So just hang in there, and it they tell you at the end it's a good payoff. So
nice.
But yeah, all the voices come back. You know, Jason Momoa is he's in there as Aquaman. That's Aquaman, awesome. Yo. So the original Aquaman was in the Batman, the Lego Batman movie, and I think they might have referenced him in part one. And it was the old school Aquaman. But when we see Aquaman in this one, it is the Jason Momoa Aquaman. Jason Momoa,
that's awesome.
It is super awesome. And the fact that he came on and lended his voice, that's just, you know, he's awesome.
You gotta like him. Gotta like him at this point.
There's no way that if you hate Jason Momoa, there is no love in your heart. There's no love in your heart. You are a dark person and there is no life in you.
Nice.
Oh man. So yeah, that is it. That is it. That'll be all for us here at the Boss's Desk. If you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on all the various social media outlets. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, all under the Boss's Desk. So just check us out there. We got this podcast up on Google Play and on iTunes. So go ahead and subscribe to us so you can get regular updates for new episodes. If you have any questions about anything you heard, or you just want to drop something, drop a theory. We love theories. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
It's our thing.
Yeah, it's our thing. We love looking at these movies with like some fresh eyes. So drop some theories down. You can send us a tweet at the Boss's Desk or just email us at questions@thebossesdesk.com. And if we take a look and we like it, we'll share it on air, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, that is it for us this week, guys, for the Geek News. We'll catch you guys next week. Later.
See ya.